You're listening to a Catholic news podcast from the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. Why not use iTunes to subscribe to our podcast? Simply search for Catholic News in the iStore. Hello and welcome to our podcast. Now today our focus falls on the country of Rwanda, a country of course that was in the news nearly 20 years ago now with the awful Rwandan genocide that cost somewhere in the region of 800,000 lives. Now I'm joined by Abbe Oreste Inchimatata, who is director of Caritas Rwanda, to talk a little bit more about his work and also just to reflect on the genocide 20 years later. Father, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Yeah. Well, let's start with that awful atrocity nearly 20 years ago. How has that shaped your work in terms of the Church's contribution to unity, reconciliation, and recovery, really, after that event?
It is not only my work. It is the work of the Church. And the Church as such has done many things, especially uniting the people. And they have, as you know, in Rwanda, the pastoral care is based on the small communities, the small Christian communities. And there we gather all the persons from victims and from perpetrators. And there they can share, they can discuss, they can talk. And it was very important to have these small communities where everybody is able to express himself. And it was an occasion to talk about what we lived in the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi. It was not easy in the beginning, but I think we reached a level where we can discuss many things, not everything, but mainly we have now the news. What is happened really, and who is the responsible, and that is a very good thing. And I think the action of the Church has permitted through the Gacaca Court to work well, and I think the results are very, very important.
As director of Caritas Rwanda, what part does Caritas Rwanda play in that reconciliation process?
The Caritas Rwanda play a big role, especially in these small communities, because it is in the small communities where we identify the vulnerable people who need aid. And our aid was for everybody who were in need, without consideration of ethnic groups where it belonged to. It was very, very important because everybody saw that Caritas doesn't discriminate anybody. And it was very, very important. And Caritas has united the victims and the perpetrators of the genocide. After the genocide, many, many perpetrators were free to other countries. But after that, in 1997, they come back to Rwanda. They were also in need, and they were helped by Caritas. And Caritas helped the victims and the perpetrators without other consideration. The consideration was only the need. We gave a good testimony of Christian life, and we have to be together and to reconcile. The reconciliation, we play a very big role, I think.
Now, clearly it defines a lot of what happens in modern-day Rwanda, and I'm sure it'll take generations, really, to fully heal and recover.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about some of your other work that you're doing at Caritas Rwanda.
As you know, Caritas Rwanda has the three fields, important fields. The first field is the welfare, and we have to assist the persons in need. We have the social needs, that is from the emergency, but also to continue to help those who are in need, really, the vulnerable persons. We have the many, many orphans, many vulnerable children. And these OVC, the orphans and vulnerable children, are helped every time. That is the one sector. The second sector is the health. Caritas has as mandate the coordination of all the Catholic care facilities. And we coordinate now more than 120 health centers and hospitals. And the Caritas has the role of coordination of that. And the third sector is the development. And mainly, we are involved in food security activities in many, many dioceses.
Father, I want to get to grips a little bit with how we should look at Rwanda these days, because obviously, you know, we still have in our mind what we saw in the press and in the media 20 years ago. Paint a bit of a picture for us of modern day Rwanda. Is it a place of hope?
Yes, it is. It is a place of hope. Because now when I see the youth, they are the majority of the population. Rwanda is a young country. If you consider the population, more than 60% are under 30 years. But we have many, many, many people, maybe half of the population, didn't leave the genocide. They are less than 20 years. Those who were 5 years old, they don't have this atrocity image. And I think we changed the mind. And now they listen to the reconciliation, they listen to the unity of the people. And when you see the youth, it is very important for us. They don't lose their time in the divisions. They work together, they share everything. And I think the future of Rwanda is very, very, very good. I hope what we are constructing now, it is very important for the future of Rwanda.
Father Orest Inchimatata, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Father Inchimatata, who is director of Caritas Rwanda, giving us a little bit of a more truthful and a better insight into the country from his perspective. You can see this and more of our podcasts on catholicnews.org.uk, and we'll be bringing you more on a variety of subjects very soon.